Thank you and good morning. Family members, friends, and community members held a small candlelight vigil last night near the scene of a deadly hit-and-run collision that claimed the lives of two 14-year-old girls on Tuesday night. The CHP is the lead agency investigating the collision that occurred on Eel River Drive at around 9:15, and officers recovered the 2015 Jeep suspected of being driven during the collision at a house in Fortuna, a residence of one of the teenage victims. The CHP said in a press release that a driver who fled the scene following the collision that left one girl dead and the other with severe injuries and who later died at an out-of-area hospital has been identified, but that no arrests have been made and an identity has not been released. On Wednesday, CHP investigators served a search warrant at the residence on Becker Lane where the Jeep was recovered. The investigation continues. Elected officials from the governor to the state senate and to the assembly have issued their condolences over the passing of 62-year-old state senator Sharon Runner, a Republican from Lancaster who also served her community for 6 years in the assembly before winning a special election to the senate. Runner had recently returned to her duties after fighting an autoimmune disease that resulted in a double lung transplant. Sharon Runner was elected to the Senate after her husband, George, vacated his Senate seat to take a position with the Board of Equalization, a board he still holds. The governor and leaders from both parties, from the State Assembly and the State Senate, have issued statements in honor of Runner's passing. The City of Arcata will host a public information meeting this morning at the D Street Neighborhood Center to update the public about a new medical marijuana tracking system the city will employ. The City of Arcata has contracted with the firm BioTrack THC to track all medical cannabis that is produced or shipped through the city. Arcata will also make medical marijuana permits available by mid-August for those who will take part in the cultivation and distribution of medical cannabis. In Trinity County, the Sheriff's Office is searching for a Mexican national, Clemente Lopez, who was wanted in connection with a knife attack on a canine unit that was part of a raid at a trespass marijuana grow site in a remote area Thursday morning. The canine, Johnny, was part of the camp operation and had already taken one suspect into custody when he approached Lopez and was stabbed with a 10-inch knife. Lopez managed to flee and remains at large. The CHP assisted in getting canine Johnny out of the area and to a vet for treatment where he remains in stable condition with a stab wound to the neck. Jordan Christmas has news from the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office.
29-year-old Cody Lee Myers was located in Hoopa by Humboldt County deputies on Wednesday night after being on the run since Monday. Myers attacked a 50-year-old Hoopa man with a machete near the Hoopa Mini Mart and inflicted serious injuries to the victim, who is in stable condition. Deputies, along with the California Highway Patrol, got a tip that Myers was near the Hoopa Mini Mart hiding in brush nearby. Law enforcement searched the immediate area, and after a brief foot pursuit, Myers was taken into custody. He was booked into county jail for attempted homicide.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. District Attorney Maggie Fleming sat down for Talk Shop yesterday, and the bulk of her appearance was spent talking about the difficulties that the attorneys with the DA's office can have in moving forward with a prosecution, particularly if that prosecution is for a crime committed by someone who lives or works in and around an illegal marijuana grow or who is involved in general criminal activity. Fleming said those who are involved in crime are never in a hurry to involve police and prosecutors.
The people who are involved, the witnesses, the victims, do not and will not speak with the police. They will not come to court. They will not tell us what happened. And we are left with sort of just the shell of a case. And it's impossible, you know, to present that to a jury and prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. And so sometimes we resolve those cases.
Fleming said another example is the violence committed against young women, many of whom work in the underground marijuana industry and become the victims of sexual assault.
It's heartbreaking, you know, in Southern Humboldt, the amount of violence we have associated with young women, the sexual assaults. It's sort of known, and we work really hard to try to get those people to come forward, but it's difficult. When people are involved in criminal activity, it's really, really difficult for them to then say, I'm going to trust this system, I'm going to trust them and come forward and rely on them to make a difference.
You can listen to the entire Talk Shop interview with District Attorney Maggie Fleming by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.